This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And today we conclude a series of conversations on the troubled history between India and Pakistan. Several years of peacemaking between the two countries were derailed last month when militants launched attacks in Mumbai, killing more than 160 people. India blames Pakistan for supporting the Islamist militant group believed to be behind the attack.
Wednesday on the program, we talked about the birth of India and Pakistan in 1947 through partition and the violent upheaval that followed. Yesterday, we described a standoff that brought the two nuclear powers to the brink of war in 2002. Today, we'll hear from a new generation, from an Indian writer and a Pakistani filmmaker, for their perspectives on their neighboring country. Sonia Falero is 31, an Indian novelist and journalist who lives in Mumbai. On the day of the attacks, she and her friends had just finished dinner when they heard gunfire.
Because it's Bombay and because these things have happened in our city since the 1990s, we just assumed it would pass. But then someone happened to switch on the television and we saw that terror had struck the city.
Pakistani filmmaker Mehreen Jabbar is 37. She now lives in New York. Her latest film is about a Pakistani family that accidentally crosses the Indian border and is jailed. I asked her what she learned about India in school.
We were taught very selective history. We were taught that Pakistan was created in the name of Islam, which is not true. It was created as a homeland for the Muslims. There is a fundamental difference. I think it's changing, but the educational sector is one of those sectors which is the most important thing to change, and it probably gets the least amount of money and attention by the governments.
I'm curious about this notion of neighbors and growing up in such close proximity to each other. Would you think, Sonia, when you thought about Pakistan, would you think about it as a country far, far away, or just it's just across the border, and of course I can go back and forth, or would it seem very, very other, very remote?
No. I think the tragedy and the irony of the current state of our relationship is that they are not the other, and I would hope that they would not see us as the other because we have a shared past. I think there are so many tragic stories on either side, and that has naturally left scars that has passed down like a heritage piece through the generations. So I do empathize with the feelings of both sides, and I understand where that distrust and unfortunately dislike also comes from.
Mehreen?
Growing up, you know, my first Indian friend was made in New York because it wasn't that easy to get visas and go over and spend time. Despite the fact Karachi is an hour and a half from Bombay, which is exactly the same time it takes from Karachi to Lahore. But the shared history is there, as Sonia said, and I think it's been manifested now with Indian films being allowed to be shown in Pakistan for the first time in almost four decades, and they're doing phenomenally well in the cinemas. What I feel when I went to India with my film is there is, even now, some kind of, I don't know if it's ignorance, but maybe a lack of understanding about what is Pakistan, because India doesn't get Pakistani TV channels, for example.
Does Pakistan get Indian TV channels?
Yes, we get a lot of them, actually.
Sonia, what do you make of that?
Well, I have to admit that I get Pakistan MTV, so that's quite illuminating.
That's probably not very different from Indian MTV.
Yeah, it's fascinating, though. You know, it's the same, but with a twist. Mm. But no, she's right. You know, we do not get to see too many Pakistani films. We have Pakistani actors and actresses coming over to Bollywood to work, which is wonderful. And when I was growing up, I remember the big obsession of everybody's mother and father used to be Pakistani theater. And to get hold of one of those videotapes, which mm-hmm. used to have back in the day, of Pakistani theater was really considered, well, the best thing that could possibly happen to your weekend.
Mehreen, what about you? Growing up in Pakistan, what were you hearing, either from family or friends, mm-hmm. about views toward India?
I think I'd say on a very personal note, I grew up with my parents listening to old Indian music and seeing old Indian films because my father came when he was about 12 or 13 years old. He didn't come at partition. And at least at a personal level, there was no sense of animosity whatsoever because I think our family itself wasn't affected by the horrors of partition. My father, though, growing up, he felt very strongly towards the state of Pakistan and he was very proud to be a Pakistani. But at the same time, he instilled a sense of patriotism but not jingoism within us, that partition happened, let's deal with it. And now let's create ways to talk to each other.
Sonia, I was looking at your blog just now, and you wrote this not too long ago, a few days ago. Wouldn't it be great to wake up one morning? You know where I'm going with this.
I read that. Oh, Canada as a neighbor.
To discover that instead of Pakistan, we neighbored Canada instead.
Can Beware I interject and of say? What you blog. And I did point out whether Canada would like us for a neighbor, and I'm just going to leave that to the Canadians to respond.
I would just but say no, that Pakistan would be a little more interesting than Canada as a neighbor.
Mehreen, I wonder, from your perspective as a Pakistani, if there are also moments for you when you wake up and wish that maybe your neighbor were not India, but were Canada.
No, I love going to India. I have so many friends there, and I have only love for India. But I just hope, I do fear that, you know, any big country and the size of India and a growing country can get isolated and draconian in its views. And I hope that doesn't happen, because India is the bigger neighbor, and Pakistan has lived in India's shadow. So we have to figure out our own identity. And but I'm very happy to have India as my neighbor.
And what would that identity be, do you think?
You know, we're still trying to figure it out. You know, I can't give you an answer. We are a nation of four provinces, many languages. And I think sometimes Islam or a religion is not enough to keep a nation together. It has to be something more. And I hope we find that something more.
And Sonia, as you hear Mehreen sort of struggling with this question of Pakistani identity, what are your thoughts in terms of Indian identity?
Well, India is booming economically, and external influences, especially those of terrorists, are not going to impact how we decide where our future is going to go. We are in a good place right now, and what we need to maintain is security and stability, and ensure that our country does not get polarized on religious lines, because we really have to prove that we have moved beyond that.
Well, Sonia Falero and Mehreen Jabbar, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Nice meeting you, Sonia.
Yeah, you too, Mehreen. Good luck with your work.
Okay, you too.
Indian writer Sonia Falero and Pakistani filmmaker Mehreen Jabbar. You can find a detailed timeline of the relationship between India and Pakistan and a link to our previous reports in the series at npr.org.